com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keys. The Senate is meeting right now to discuss and vote on amendments to its version of a funding bill to avert a government shutdown. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that chamber will vote on a stopgap bill to keep the government running for another 45 days. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with the latest.
The clock does run out at midnight Saturday, and a shutdown appears all but certain.
Imminent, inevitable. It's going to happen.
The effects would be felt all across the country. Border Patrol agents, air traffic controllers, and 1.3 million military members could all go without pay.
Political science professor Stephen Fish at Berkeley says this is a mess.
What's key here is that the pro-democratic forces, that would be the Democratic Party, and elements of the Republican Party who are not down with the extreme MAGA right coming together to try to overcome this crisis.
That United Auto Workers strike expanded again yesterday to two more states. CBS's Michelle Miller explains.
More than 7,000 auto workers at Ford's Chicago assembly plant and a GM plant near Lansing, Michigan, walked off the job Friday. Roughly 25,000 workers are on the picket lines in 21 states. On Friday, the UAW president warned he'll widen walkouts again if the big three do not make substantially improved contract offers, which address pensions and higher pay.
New York City might be in for another wet day after suffering more than 8.5 inches of heavy rain yesterday. Several subway and commuter lines were knocked out. Governor Kathy Hochul says no one was killed.
I want to thank all the first responders who did show up, including our swift water teams who made 28 rescues in raging water to help save New Yorkers in the Hudson Valley and on Long Island.
There are some things humans handle better than artificial intelligence. CBS's Michael George.
AI is increasingly used in medicine, but a new report says doctors may still do the job better. The Radiological Society of North America says in a study of 2,000 chest x-rays, radiologists outperformed AI in identifying common lung diseases. Researchers say AI tools can assist doctors in interpreting x-rays, but AI's accuracy making real-life diagnoses remains unclear.
A chemical truck accident in Illinois involving multiple vehicles has killed multiple people, and police say residents in the area are being evacuated. It happened about 92 miles away from the state's capital, Springfield. Police say there's a plume from an ammonia leak, and those living within a mile of the crash are ordered to leave their homes while crews try to contain it. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Fall is here, and many people are making decisions about their health insurance. Experts say consulting with people you trust can make the process easier. Here's Mike Moan.
Enrollment period starts November 1st for Wisconsin's health insurance marketplace tied to the Affordable Care Act. For employer-sponsored coverage, it's typically between September and December. And for Medicare, annual enrollment runs from October 15th through December 7th. Allison Epsiseth leads Covering Wisconsin, which has navigators who provide unbiased information for free on a lot of these topics. They also can calm nerves about assumptions that all insurance is too expensive.
There are always new plans coming on the marketplace, especially Wisconsin has a really robust number of plans available.
She also notes that 90% of people who turn to the marketplace for private coverage get financial assistance to help cover their premiums. If you currently have insurance, she said navigators can also help with errors such as being billed incorrectly for certain care. Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare says comparing plans and taking time to learn the basic insurance vocabulary are critical for understanding your benefits.
We have a tool called Just Plain Clear. It's a glossary that you can find online. And for our Medicare Advantage members, a companion called Medicare Made Clear.
And for people without employer-sponsored insurance, predicting income can be difficult for the year ahead. So if you're a seasonal worker or an independent contractor, make an effort to estimate your income based on this year's invoices or pay stubs, and to use any help available to get you through the complicated process of choosing health coverage. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Everybody, welcome to the Cripes Cast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and this is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here is today's episode. Folks, how's it going? Welcome to the Cripes Cast. Before we dive in, I just want to let you know I'm playing in Wichita, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, Evansville, Indiana, and Las Vegas. This is all coming in the next couple weeks. I can't wait to see you on the road. I hope I see you there, your bright, shining face. And I hope on your way, you do watch out for deer because the rut is on. Bow season started just last week, Colleen. Did you know that?
What's the difference between that and other things? Like, what's a bow? Like the bow and arrow?
Yeah. Hunting a deer with a bow is in season in Wisconsin.
Is that your preferred method?
That's my preferred method. You look like you've done some bow hunting. You got the bib overalls on today.
I knew you went to a farm this weekend to put up like a barn, so I decided to do farmer chic this week.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't put up a barn there.
What'd you do at the farm?
Well, I had some fun with a few buddies of mine. Yeah, we went out there and we just had ourselves a good old farm time.
Nice.
So we were actually at Apple Fest outside of Gaze Mills. My buddy has a farm outside there. And oh my gosh, those apples are, they are good. I'll tell you, they're in season right now.
Is it Honeycrisp?
Honeycrisp. What do I look like? I'm from Illinois. What's going on?
Did you know that Honeycrisp are actually from the University of Minnesota?
Are they really?
They were engineered there.
I don't know what kind of apples these were. Honeycrisp are really good. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's what I usually get. But these are like candy. Mm. Candy apples without the candy on top of them.
Yum.
Yeah, they're really good. So, went over to my buddy John's farm and just hung out. It was just a good time to relax. Slept in a tent. It's good to sleep in a tent every now and again.
I feel like I get the best sleep in a tent.
Yeah. I could be hit or miss on that. But either way, like even if I don't get sleep, I feel like I wake up refreshed.
Right. It's so cold.
Or just because I'm probably going to be hiking the next day, you know, and I feel like you don't have any other option.
Yeah.
There's no phone, too. That was nice. Phone really drains you. Sucks it out of you.
It does.
Folks, this week I am talking with Kyle Kinane. He is a very, very funny comedian. You actually may know his voice. For a while, he was the voice of Comedy Central, telling you South Park's coming on next. But anyway, he's coming to the Pabst Theater on October 7th. His tickets are at kylekinane.com. Check him out. He's got a new stand-up special out. It's also hilarious. He's got two podcasts, No Accounting for Taste and Boogie Monster Podcast. And if you want to follow him, it's at Kyle Kinane.
Yeah.
K-I-N-A-N-E, just in case anybody's not good at spelling out there. But we bonded over a lot of things, I will say, me and Kyle. Kyle comes from the Chicago suburbs, but thankfully he's not a Bears fan. And by the way, I'm sorry to all the Bears fans. It's been a rough season. But didn't Taylor Swift go to a Bears game?
Taylor Swift went to a Bears Chiefs game, and it is like my favorite thing in the entire world.
Is it really?
I really love Travis Kelce, and I love his podcast with his brother. And I think they're just like, I love.
Wait. Did you know who Travis Kelce was before Taylor went to the game?
Yes.
Oh, how'd you know him?
because him and his brother have a podcast called New Heights. And then the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, okay.
It was like the Kelce Bowl.
Okay.
And then like I knew him that season. Like that's when I got to know him.
I see. Okay.
And then I already have loved his clips with him and his brother. And then there were rumors, the podcast I listened to was talking about that there were rumors that they were dating. And I'm like, all for it.
Oh, because you're a real Swiftie.
I'm not like totally Swiftie. I wasn't like a few years ago because like she dated Harry Styles and that like
that's
is my
the love
man.
Of your life. Yeah.
But I am a big fan of hers and I'm excited to see her movie. But then also
she's got a movie.
Her tour that she's on right now, the Eras Tour, is literally going to theaters next week.
Right.
Or something.
Yep.
But anyway, I just think she needs to go for an All-American man. And I think he's the perfect candidate.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Do you even care?
I don't give a sorry. Do we have to beep that out?
Yeah, you're fine. He's hot, and I think she's hot, and I think that's great.
Yeah, no, I'm super, super happy for them both. Let's see here. What else? Oh, the Packers are looking good.
Yeah.
Enough about the Bears talk. The Packers. Holy smokes. What a comeback. What a comeback. And what a terrible kick by the Saints at the end of the game. I feel bad for the kicker.
Yes, mister. Actually, are you going to any Packers games this year?
Well, okay. I wanted to go to the game this past Sunday because it was, you know, first game at Lambeau of the season. Mm. The old Lambeau opener. Couldn't do that because my sister decided to schedule baptism on that day.
Yeah.
You know, and then my other sister decides to schedule her rehearsal dinner for a wedding on Thursday when the Packers are playing the Lions. I'm like, I don't know who raised these kids.
Let's call it Molly really quick.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very fun, though. It was fun watching my little nephew Caleb get baptized because he was mad about it, too. He's like, why are we doing it? He cried the whole time. There were three babies up on stage or whatever they call it. And he was just having a fit the whole time. Just crying up a storm. Why? Because we were doing this during the Packers game. He didn't know the score. I knew the score the whole time.
Were you watching it the
in
whole
the
time?
Pew? You nice. Got it. That's how you do it. God sanctions that, though. He's cool with that.
Oh.
Yeah. Talk to him about it before the game.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you were praying for them to win, you were also like, is this also chill?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, sure.
Yeah, I check every time I do it.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Cool.
The rules.
You either check it's no, or you confess after. Is it better to ask permission or for forgiveness?
Yeah, I suppose we got both options in Catholicism.
Well, that's exciting, and I'm glad that was. Yeah, Bridget was telling me she's the godmother, so
yeah.
Her and I went and played pickleball.
Did you? You hang out with my sister more than I do.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, she's really good.
She never invites me to play pickleball.
You're so welcome to join us.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Maybe I'll do that one time. That'd be fun.
Yep,
should we get to the conversation with Kyle Kinane?
Please.
All right, let's do it. So how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I just got off the road yesterday for a couple days. So,
yeah, where were you yesterday?
That run was Michigan, then New York, then Spokane and Boise.
So not super well routed. Shall we say?
No, I did a real bad job with the routing this fall because I said yes to a lot of stuff without looking at the calendar, and I'm like, I don't want to cancel. So, all right, I guess I'm gonna go from Humboldt County, California, to Milwaukee.
Next week, I think I'm going from Reading, Pennsylvania, for a one-off show, to Vegas. And I don't know why I'm doing that. But other than, you know, I know why I'm doing that. It's the exact same reason you said. I get the offer. I'm like, yeah, that looks good 6 months before, you know, when it's spring.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. It'll work out. I'm sure somebody's got direct flights from Reading to Vegas, right? Because everybody loves Vegas.
Shocker. No, there's not even an airport there. Not even Philly can you get a direct flight. You been to Vegas? You done Vegas a lot?
I did Vegas. That sounds like you fly Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines, no matter where you're going, is going to send you to Vegas somehow. Like, I just need to get from like North Carolina to like Boston. All right, how about 9 hours in Vegas? And you're like, well, that's ridiculous. Flight's only $32. You're like, all right, you know. So.
That's it. That's the conspiracy. We figured it out because in Vegas, they got those slot machines. Spirit must own those slot machines. That's how they can afford the cheap flights. That and the $25 water.
I was talking to somebody about like how MGM got hacked. I don't know the whole story, but like they got the casino got hacked and there was like one of those, they were holding them hostage. And I was like, it's kind of hard to feel sorry for a casino that got done over. Like, oh,
yeah.
The house always wins. It's nice when they don't. It's pretty nice when they don't.
See, that's what hackers just have to keep in mind. It's just go after somebody nobody feels sorry for. You know?
Yeah. I got my my debit card hacked like 3 times in a couple months. This was years ago when everybody's PIN was like 1234 6969. Yeah. I got held up the same month. I got robbed at gunpoint the same month my debit card got hacked 3 times, and I had more respect for the guys that came at me with the gun because I'm like, at least you're like, you know, you're putting in the work. You're earning it. You're earning this. You're taking a risk.
There is a lot of it. There's jail time. There's living with the possibility of, you know, murdering someone. And even if you're a murderer, that's got to weigh on you, you know?
I think it's just blue collar versus white collar appreciation. You know, I'm like, this guy got out here tonight. This guy made it happen for himself.
Dude, that's the acoustic robbery right there. You know?
Back in the old stagecoach style. I appreciate it. And I got held up in the same place my car had been towed from. So also the city of Los Angeles got more money out of me than the guy with the gun did.
Whoa. So you got your car towed. And you got robbed at the towing facility?
No, I left a bar with my buddy, and we couldn't. I'm talking 20 years ago, and we were throwing them back, you know.
Yeah.
And I were like, I swear to God, we parked around here. I swear, we were both like new to Los Angeles, like, you know, like you don't pay attention to signs. I'm like, I swear the car's around here somewhere, and then we get robbed. And then we're like, oh, that sucks. All right, let's just get out of here. And I'm like, oh, I think we got towed. Like, it was afterwards that I realized, like, oh, and the car got towed. We're trying to get the car out. And like, we need a credit card. I'm like, well, funny story there, buddy.
So you got robbed and extorted on the same night.
Yeah.
And no credit card.
You know, it's, that's how you make your bones when you move to Los Angeles to be a comedian.
Where did you start doing mics and stuff in Chicago, or how'd you get your start doing it?
I started there. I started doing open mics in Chicago. And then it's fine because now living in Oregon, I see like the same element of like this, like the promoters, like there's good promoters and good shows. And then there's just guys that have driven to every bar in an 80-mile radius and promised to put on a show regardless of quality. Like, because they're getting like $300 to put on the show, and they're giving all the comics maybe $20 each and like a bar tab.
Yeah.
And it's so many shows just going to Rockford, going to work in Milwaukee. I don't know if like the comedy cafe in Milwaukee. I don't know if you ever worked that place.
No, that's gone now. That was the one that was under the strip club, wasn't it? Or was that Giggles? There was one.
I think that was Giggles.
Something. There was one like under the strip club. I forget where the comedy cafe is not there anymore. Now Milwaukee's got an improv, which is in Brookfield, and then the Laughing Tap, which is in the.
Yeah, you got legit stuff. This was like run by like a big Samoan gangster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, guy was terrible. There was always like these rumors. Like, I'm even scared to talk about it on a podcast.
You guys send me an email, take that part out.
Like, hey man, listen, let's just retape this and act like I never brought it up. All these stories about like him paying people with like a gun on the desk and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I remember working there. He's like, he had like a Cadillac with spinny rims, like a pearlescent Escalade with spinny rims, and he'd take you out to the steakhouse after the first show. Like, Yeah, best steak you're ever going to have. You like shrimp? Best shrimp you're ever going to have. And this place, they was open after, like, they were closed, but they stayed open just so this guy could bring the comedians over. So you're like, this guy does feel a little plugged in. This does feel a little bit special. And I'm going to agree that it's the best steak because I'm afraid to disagree with this guy.
Yeah, Milwaukee's got, like, some interesting, mafia and is sort of organized crime ties, what I like about Wisconsin is like all the Chicago gangsters back in the day, Al Capone, John Dillinger, those guys would come up to Wisconsin to like vacation or something, have their hideouts. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Milwaukee always feels like that's where the true Chicago alcoholics go to retire. Like, I still want to sit in a bar. I just don't want all this youth around me. Like, I still, right. Like, I don't know if Walski's is still open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. You ever close that place? Get the bumper sticker?
I got the sticker. Yeah, nice. I got the sticker. I was proud. I'm that I don't know where the sticker is now. But I think I put it on an old file cabinet somewhere. But,
yeah. We can, you got to just come up and close it again,
The box of wigs that was in the corner. I was with friends, like, we found this box of wigs. I'm like, man, don't put on those wigs. Don't put on. I'd rather see you find a possum in the street and put that on your head than a weird bar. Just share needles at this point if you're putting on random bar wigs.
The old bar wig box,
Yeah, I was like, take a shower when we get back to the hotel.
Yeah, it's probably more likely used as a merkin than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, this is touch. There's so much lice. You're going to get ticks from this thing.
So what was your main spot like coming up in Chicago? What was the main place you'd play?
The only club was Zany's at the time.
Yeah.
This is like the turn of the century, which is a phrase I can use.
Yeah.
Which feels weird to be a part of a turn of a century.
Kind of cool, though. I haven't heard anyone really say it like that, but I like that. Yeah.
Back in the turn of the century. it was Zany's, but Zany's wasn't really like, I don't know. They weren't like, you kind of had to, I don't know. To me, it felt like you had to jump through a lot of hoops to work over there. So this other scene came up, which I'll take a chance to plug. My buddy Mike Bridenstine wrote a book about that era of Chicago comedy, because it was kind of like, that's what put out like Kumail Nanjiani, Pete Holmes, TJ Miller. It was like the early 2000s scene, and it kind of developed not as a direct result of Zany's not released, but people were just like, we got to make our own thing.
Yeah.
We got to make our own scene. It's like Mark Geary, who runs the Lincoln Lodge. I don't know if you ever been through that way. And then Lion's Den was the big open mic on Mondays. Like, that was the show everybody got excited for, was this open mic on Mondays.
Really? And it was called the Lion's Den, or the show was, or the bar?
No, the bar was called Lion's Den. Yeah,
got it. Now Lion's Den is like it's the porno and CBD store in, you see those ad.
Oh, it is like the Lover's Lane or the the truck stop. What's going on in those places that they're still selling magazines? Is that who's?
So they've diversified their business. You'll be happy to know.
Okay.
And they've got the, now it's Erotic Films in Wisconsin Cheese and CBD. It's the CBD products. They've got like the Delta 8s that like get you messed up on, like, God knows what they're putting in that stuff.
Dude. Oh, the pure synthetic, way worse for you than weed type.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like loophole drugs. That sounds safe.
Seriously. Like, Wisconsin's so weird. It's the only state in this general vicinity that hasn't legalized weed. So what they have is just this like, gotta be terrible for you Delta 8 stuff, which, I don't know what's in that stuff, but I can't imagine that they're gonna look back on and say, oh yeah, that was a good idea.
Well, I remember going past it into Oklahoma and seeing I thought it was a weed shop, and they were trying to like gear up for when it would become legal, but it was all that Delta 8 stuff. But it's also Oklahoma, so the weed shop guys also were like strapped up, like had guns on.
Yeah,
and them struggling to explain the science behind Delta 8, like, well, they've just chemically extrapolated the essences of the cannabinoid into this fractalized realization. You're like, I'm not gonna buy it. So don't even worry. Save your couple of brain cells rubbing together up there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm here just for the explanation alone. Yeah. One guy who's telling me about it pulled out a chart. I'm like, how do you know what's in that stuff? He pulled out a chart from the impurities in it, so you can see just how much lead is in this stuff. You know, trace amounts of that and formaldehyde or whatever.
But also it comes with rust proofing, so it's really, why wouldn't you buy?
Yeah, I mean, you want rust on your liver, dude? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's good for you. That's actually good. PVC is good for plumbing. Why wouldn't you want to ingest it, kind of coat your organs? Yeah, that was I wonder why Wisconsin's dragging their feet. Everybody else is cool with it.
I don't know. I think some to do with maybe the Tavern League, or like our politicians are pretending that weed is worse than booze somehow, which, come on. Come on. We're just missing out on tax revenue is what we're doing.
I'm saying your snowmobile decapitation rates. I'm not going to say they're going to plummet, but I think they're going to get a little lower.
People are going to go more along the... I mean, if you're stoned on a snowmobile at dark, you're going 15 miles an hour max, dude. You're looking out for the Yeti at that point.
Yeah, you know? Everything is barbed wire. Yeah. Everybody is somebody, like farm fence going across the field.
Yeah, it's crazy. Are you a Bears fan?
Oh man, I'm such a non-sports guy. I'll show you. This is what I got made.
I'm not a sports guy at all.
But I got this hat made just to answer.
Chicago suburbs.
Just to answer, what part of Chicago? And like, I'll just start wearing his hat around.
Did you make that?
There's a company that like does the embroidery. So I'm like, oh, they do the sports fonts. I'm like, all right, yeah, just have it say that.
Do you sell those or?
No, this company just made them. I think I think I'm leaving money on the table, but it was a one-off.
Is that kind of the vibe of a lot of Chicago suburbs where they're not really into any of it or?
Oh no, I just didn't grow up with the sports. I mean, everybody's got some claim to it, cuz you know, you travel enough, which I'm sure. Are you Milwaukee proper? What do you tell people where are you from?
I get you. Yeah, I do the same thing for Milwaukee, cuz I'm from the suburbs of Milwaukee. I think kind of like born in Milwaukee and then moved out to one of the suburbs and then another one, and then there's like three different suburbs, you know, that we lived in.
Every time somebody's like, "What part of Chicago are you from?" I'm like, "Well, it's out where the tornadoes start."
Yeah,
that's the best distance, at least, that I can describe how far from downtown.
When you had tornadoes as a kid, did your folks like watch from the porch, or did you guys get in the basement?
Yeah, no, it was thunderstorms were a celebration.
Yeah,
my mom loved thunderstorms, and that, like, I do too. I think they're a blast.
They are,
you know. I wish, but it was always, we'd always be outside, or, you know, you'd sit in a garage if it was going crazy.
Yeah.
And then I just distinct memories of my mom freaking, like, those birds are flying weird. Oh, it's debris. It's debris. Like, that was the sign of the tornado. Was it the trash was like in a weird high up spot? And it was that's debris. And we had to do two things, which was like grab the little black box, all the house paperwork.
Yeah.
Like of all the mortgage papers and find the cat. That was two things. It was like They yell at my sister, get the cat, and me to get the black box, and then we got to run in the basement.
Yeah, there's very rare times where you actually make it to the basement, you know? That siren goes off. That's just like, that's like a dinner bell for the show, you know? The show's about to start.
That's not making light of like how gnarly it is. We were always like the suburb over Lombard was always a spot where it's always like, there's somebody saw a funnel cloud over Glenbard East, which was the high school. Like that was just close enough to us to be like, we could sit on a porch until like the warning is within maybe like 5 miles. Like, all right, now we got to get in the basement.
Yeah.
But yeah, they never hit Addison. Yeah, they never hit Addison.
Back then there wasn't really that, you know, there wasn't the app on your phone where you could literally see the radar. So, you know, like how screwed you are at any given time. So you kind of just played it by the feel, by the debris, as you say.
By the emergency warning system on the TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that was like, if that came on, you're like, oh, real. It's going down. That was usually the indicator. If it was like, yep, it's for real now.
Yeah. If you actually have a touchdown with it.
Yeah. It's a little thrill. It's a little summertime thrill, you know?
Have you ever gone your way up to the UP and done any shows up there?
I haven't done shows in the UP. I was camping there two summers ago. I don't know if we made it all the way up to UP on that one, but I was like, early comedy was the Upers for me. Introduced to the Upers, like as a child.
Yeah.
Like a 6 year old, like the first time you hear grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Right.
Like studio recording quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
These guys are singing about farts and beer. I like it.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I listened to them as a kid too.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. There will be votes going on all day as lawmakers in the House try to find a way to avert a government shutdown. Political science professor Stephen Fish says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is in a bind.
The problem is that this so-called Freedom Caucus, which is this group of extremists, even within the MAGA movement in Congress, have sabotaged McCarthy's efforts to try to keep the government going.
Striking United Auto Workers aren't backing down, says union head Sean Fain.
This is our generation's defining moment. Either we turn this around now or we're going to be in big trouble down the road.
More downpours expected in New York City after record-breaking rainfall yesterday. Governor Kathy Hochul.
It's Mother Nature at her most powerful. It was so bad that even the sea lions at the zoo tried to escape. Don't know what to say about that, but they're back safely.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why
welcome to Carroll University football on the Shaw. Coming off back-to-back winning seasons, the Pioneers are excited to move the program forward in this 2023 season.
Pioneer football is proudly brought to you by Spiritus Writing, using the power of words to change the world. Waukesha Civic Theater. Catch the production of 12 Angry Men, September 15th through October 1st. And by WAUK Radio 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and Civic Media.
Now, let's join Don Brown and Johnny Watermullen on the field for all the action. Let's go!
Welcome to beautiful Rock Island, Illinois, home of the Vikings of Augustana, where our undefeated, unstoppable Pioneers of Carroll will get perhaps their first true test of this young season. And I'm Don Brown, joined by Johnny Watermullen. Johnny, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Don, in all this heat?
It's a sizzling summer July-like day. They should be giving out bathing suits and have some baby pools set up. We are very fortunate. This is a wonderful facility. We are in our very own press box, so you won't hear the benefit of the crowd noise of the marching band. So Johnny and I have agreed to do some acapella crowd noises, like...
Yeah, I'll have to do a little
after. Ooh, you know, right. That type of thing. So look forward to that. But let's pause for a second about where we are. One of the cradles of college football greatness. Four consecutive national championships. 15 NCAA playoff appearances. 21 conference championships. We are, of course, talking about this fabled Augustana University. And Johnny, when I first learned about Augustana, it was in the Super Bowl in 1982 for the 81 season. The Cinderella, back then they were the Cinderella, San Francisco 49ers with this new coach named Bill Walsh, were taking on the powerhouse Cincinnati Bengals, whose offensive attack included a running back named Pete Johnson, who was converted from nose tackle. He was a brick wall. No one could stop him. They had a rookie all-pro receiver named Chris Collinsworth, who we enjoy his performance.
Sounds
on the field.
Familiar.
Yeah, not that we should talk as amateurs or broadcasters in training, but we certainly preferred Chris Collinsworth on the field, his rookie year anyway. But they were also led by a quarterback, a man from nowhere, a great all-pro, made the Pro Bowl team several occasions, named Kenny Anderson. Guess where Kenny Anderson came from? Augustana. And guess who Kenny Anderson's football quarterback's coach was at Augustana? Bill Walsh. And that's where I first learned of the legend of this great program, this great college, university. And we couldn't be more excited to be here as we talk about one historic program, but now we have another one that's making a new history here after some really tough years. And, again, another fabled program. We've been around since 1894. We certainly had some winning seasons and some conference titles of note, but history now, it's a very exciting time to be part of Pioneer football. They are, well, Johnny, fill us in.
Well, I'll tell you what, Don, there's a lot of great things going on with the Pioneers this year. They've got a matchup here today. Wheaton they narrowly beat these guys.
Sorry about that. Yep.
So, these guys are built for tough games. So they came off a tough one, and the Pioneers are here to slug it out today. They're really equally matched. The Pioneers have done some amazing stats. These guys have been well-coached. They are ready to rock and roll, and they've got a 3-0 season going right now. And the Vikings are 2-1 because of that loss to Wheaton last week.
Heartbreaking loss. Wheaton's number 10, and they were at home.
Yeah, and Wheaton's
number 10 in the country.
A tough deal there. But to focus on the Pios, these guys are rock and rollers, dude. There's one stat that I was looking at here earlier, and it's just unbelievable. So defensively, listen to this. Defensively, Carroll has put up stats that are just unreal, ranking third in the nation in rushing yards allowed with a conference low of, here it comes, 15 yards per game. That is astonishing.
You can't survive in 15 yards
Don,
a game.
Even
the most prolific passing attack.
You have to run the ball, and you have to stop the run. And the Pios are doing both. So they've got an advantage there. So there's a couple of other things going on there, but that's the one that really pops out to me.
Sure. And, before we jump to the offense, John, defensively, there's another stat that, and I don't want to jinx them, but two games in a row with pick sixes, that Carroll defense, and they came at very strategic times in the game. It was early on against Illinois Wesleyan, which pretty much put the nail in the coffin, but in a beat-em-up, shoot-em-up matchup where the lead changed seven times at North Park, Damon Loker had a pick six early in the third quarter to really help us pull ahead and to stay ahead. And so very opportunistic defense. Yeah. There should have been a second pick six in that last game, but Jagger Vine, he hit the pylon. The ref said he was a little bit short, and that's where I got confused when the offense came out. I thought they were going for a two-point conversion.
Right.
But offense, averaging 54 points a game. What else? They had a 70-point game just the week before. There's more than one guy scoring. I mean, Nick Lagnioli had three touchdowns on the ground running, but Austin Eichstadt's averaged at least one touchdown a game. Josh Hills, he's got a couple touchdowns. With J.R. Muth had two touchdowns last game. Both the tight ends, Reed Brackheimer and Trevor Hancock. We were talking to Trevor's dad in the little tailgate, and he's caught three passes, and two of them are touchdowns. And so there's just a lot of weapons on this offense. And by the way, for as great as he can pass, Josh Reeby can run the ball too, and he had a rushing touchdown as well in that 70-point triumph against Illinois Wesleyan. But, Johnny, you know what you're going to say. Augustana, they averaged 52 points a game.
Yeah, so it's close to
They had a 74-point game against Elmhurst. Yeah, so this could be a real shootout.
Right. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on here. But another thing to recognize is Josh Raby, his latest accolade here, after a record-breaking performance on Saturday where he helped win bring the Piles to a win, to a 70-23 win against Illinois Wesleyan. Carol, the quarterback, Raby, man, he just lit the place up.
He sure did.
He just really knows how to – my affectionate nickname for him is the Axe Man.
Yeah.
Because he splits the defense, and he's really good at that. He just really does good reads. So he knows how to split the defense and stack up those 6 points like cordwood. Like
cordwood,
Johnny,
does. Right? No doubt.
So that's my thought on Josh here right at the top.
Yeah, and you couldn't ask for a better leader. And boy, that receiving crew. You know, I saw Austin Eichstedt earlier in the warm-ups, and I thought he might have been Josh Raby. I didn't realize he was that tall. I guess I should have known better because it's listed here in the two deeps. What are his dimensions again down for good old number 84 here? He's 6'4", senior out of Cudahy. And, so that's this team, just a lot of talent. Again, that opportunistic defense, a great great line. Coach Buddha told me that Augustana has an actual smaller line, pound for pound, than Illinois Wesleyan did last week, but they're extremely well coached. They do a lot of stunts. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the defense, too, I should say. On defense, that they're just a very well coached, very disciplined line on both sides of the ball. And it's going to make for a really interesting matchup. The big factor here for both teams, of course, Johnny, is the heat. Yeah. There's actually some tents set up on the Augustana sideline here. And I'm sure Augustana's pulling out all the stops. I see the big Powerade cooler down there, and I see some members of the training staff also. There's quite the hydration system set up there. This is really a top-shelf operation. I feel as like I'm at a D2 or a D1AA program
in terms
of the infrastructure.
Setup.
Yeah, so beautiful campus. Some great views. We're starting this, in spite of this summer-like heat, we're seeing leaves change color here. And but that'll actually be the biggest opponent. Will be not each other, but how they manage this heat and how well they can stay hydrated, and it'll be the test of both teams' conditioning. I've seen, and you know, any player will tell you they would rather play in minus 10 weather and a full field of snow than in these kind of heated conditions with all that heavy equipment on. You're carrying all that weight around for the linemen.
Just drains you.
It really does. Yeah, it takes a lot out.
You got to stay well hydrated, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see the pickle juice flying around.
No doubt.
Maybe some leg cramps, you know, because this is extraordinary heat here today.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of pickle juice, Johnny, I'm glad you mentioned that. We were glad to see Waukesha South football came back last night, and in our absence, thanks to Earl Ingram and Sandy Williams for calling the game. They definitely had a lot of shared history to give. Sandy, a longtime football coach at Whitefish Bay High School, and Earl Ingram hosted a football camp for youths, for 300 youths every
summer.
Two
great football minds.
Many years, yeah. And they were excited to be there. And I was really sad I got to, even though it was a losing effort, my son Evan Stout, number 9, scored a big touchdown, a beautiful pass from Ben Jimenez. And Evan broke up what was a sure touchdown pass, beautiful pass. Took that big, long, gangly arm and knocked it out at the last second. And it was neat seeing my phone blow up with texts from parents, not only from our team, but our friends from the West team, talking about how impressed they were with Evans, his spirit, his hard play, determination, along with the rest of those seniors and Blackshirt players in their last season in the Classic 8, that they're not giving up, they're playing hard. And, you know, in spite of, I think it was like 35-7 or maybe more than that to West, Blackshirt's played tough. So Johnny and I look forward to being at Arrowhead next week, where we see South do battle. So I think someone may be coming out to do National Anthem, but now would be a good time for us to take a break here on the Carroll University Football Radio Network. We'll be back after these messages. Anya, take it away.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back to live coverage of the Pioneers football program. We are down in Rock Island, Illinois, to watch our Pioneers take on the Vikings.
In the beautiful Quad Cities.
It is going to be a warm contest today.
I'm so glad we're inside and air-conditioned.
Yeah, we're kind of spoiled compared to when we went to North Park, I think.
We had a light rain. It didn't rain enough.
Yeah.
Those are some Spartan conditions because we had to broadcast from outside the box. They let us use that little patio that a lot of schools have.
Sure.
And with our system, too, we had to worry about rain. So luckily I had a leftover top from an old youth baseball canopy, and that did the job, Johnny. Unfortunately, the weather cooperated because it never really got that wet.
Well,
thank God.
After today, we're going to be spoiled, Don.
Yeah.
You know, so we're like we keep telling everybody, this
is a great
facility.
I'm waiting for us to someone knock on the door and say that the buffet's open now. And,
yeah, right.
You know, for the media. So, and it's each media outlet pretty much has their own dedicated room here. And like I said, I feel like I'm in the wrong place. Like Troy Aikman's going to walk in. Get the F out, or Kirk Herbstreit. You're like, what are you doing here?
How did
this guy get past security? Oh, right. Yeah, how about it?
You for sure. Me, they let in.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to talk a little
Johnny,
bit about
you're much more handsome than me.
Yeah, well, thank you, Don.
And I think you have more hair left than I do.
Maybe so. Just a bit, but I don't have that beer gut that you got going on.
That's true.
My
chicks
workouts.
Like that. They like the Buddha look. So, right. Speaking of Buddha.
Yeah,
we really
Coach
got the,
Buddha.
We had some great opportunities to connect with Coach Buddha both last night at the hotel and then here before the game. And luckily for the visiting stands, there's enough of tree cover, shade, where they can stay a little bit cooler. And we were initially going to set up over there. There's a dedicated system over there, but internet wasn't really working that well, and there were some other issues. But I came over here, and there was a sign on our door. It said Carol Radio, or hold for Carol Radio. So we're legit now, Johnny. We're up in the show here.
Yeah, we hit the big time.
Our broadcasting career. You know, I think to our civic media counterparts, if they were to see what we had here, Jimmy Casca, who does UW Platteville, Crute and Dom from Devil's Advocate. They're like, why aren't we broadcasting college football? This is a really nice setup.
Right.
So. Like I said, any minute now that door's going to knock and say, hey, just so you know, the buffet's ready.
Yeah. Well, so. in your dreams, Don.
In my dream. Well, so far our dreams have come true.
Right.
Beautiful weather, great field, great facilities, great host here at August. Trevor from the athletic department, and I think he's the head of he's Mike Westermeyer's counterpart here, was really helpful in getting us set up here. So
I remember the first time I met Coach Buddha, and we talked a little bit about not having another heart attack game. Remember that conversation?
Yeah. And I think he was referring to this game last year. Did we talk about the double overtime Carroll victory at Schneider?
We haven't yet, so I'm just trying to
And I'm
give
sure
you
a lot of the Augustana faithful haven't forgotten about that. And after losing a heartbreaker at Wheaton, you know, they certainly got blood in their teeth. I mean, they're ready.
Yeah, so there's a couple of dynamics going on.
They got
there.
A lot of motivating factors.
Right, so the Vikings are going to be, they're going to be loaded for bear. They want to have a success story here today.
Yep.
But last time when these two teams met, it was a double overtime, okay? Yeah. And those kind
Home
of games.
Homecoming at Schneider Stadium.
They're exciting, but boy, I'll tell you, they can sure make your, give your little heart a little pitter-patter, if you know what I mean, Don.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Johnny, with this heat. I'm thinking one of these teams is motivated to get this game over on time or earlier.
Yeah.
Or both teams. They may run out of gas. So we'll see. It's going to be a real test of character and talent because, like I said, the heat does so many things to you.
The one thing that
in a collision sport like football, too.
I believe in this game that's going to be very key, which it is in every game, is that offensive line. So that is going to be a deciding factor here today. That, and if one team loses a turnover, I think that'll be the dagger there. But that offensive line for the Pioneers, they got a little motivation today. They want to get this thing done and run the ball. So we'll see what we can do. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And with Augustana, they've got a good quarterback in Cole Bardwaj, the senior. It's his first year starting. And they got a tough running back, two tough running backs, and Tyler Ravelli. He had a big run. It was like an 80-yard scamper. Almost got in the end zone last week against Wheaton. And then his backup, Mike DeGioia, both from the Chicago area. Tyler from Bartlett and Mike DeGioia from big old Schaumburg. And both about the same size, 5'9", 5'10", or 5'10", 5'11".
5'9", 5'10", 195, 200 pounds. They run fast for the weight that they carry, and they're hard guys to bring down. And so this, again, will be a great test for this Carroll run defense because that line blocks well for whatever they lack in size, they make up for in skill and strength and determination and quickness. And so that will be one aspect of the game to pay attention to, Johnny.
Right.
So, and yeah, and I'd felt where there may be an advantage for our Pio defenses. For as much as I liked Cole Bardwaj, I think he had some issue finding guys. He did have a lot of open receivers and was able to hit them, but he also there were some missed opportunities. Now, that's just one game. It was against Wheaton. But that's against a very opportunistic defense like our Pios, who's not only averaging a pick six over the last two games, but they've had interceptions in all three games, and they've created a lot of havoc in that secondary. And in spite of some injuries too, you know, with Jake Binkowski, I don't know if he's out for the season. He's certainly not in the two deeps. The Drake Emanuel, we met his dad Greg this morning, and his mom was there too. And I know he's got a cast on his finger, but he's cleared to play. But you know, can't wait to. I just can't wait for this game to start, Johnny. I'm kind of running out of patience here.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things going on here. A lot of things at play. You know, these guys know each other. There's a little bit of bad blood, but you know that happens. The one thing that I would mention at the tailgating that we got here pretty early, and we were talking to some of the parents and kind of picking their brains. One thing that kept coming up was the deciding factor. I always like to ask, hey, where's the advantage, or how does this game go, or how did the Pios win? What's the thing, you know? And a lot of people were telling me it comes down to one thing, and that's a turnover. Okay, so one turnover, because these guys are going to duke it out like a Hearns-Hagler fight, I think. This is going to be a high-scoring game. The guy with the ball at the end is probably going to win this deal. That's the way I see it.
It's going to be very much like that first half against North Park, but I think it's going to go all four quarters. We had seven lead changes in that game, and I could expect to see as many here today. So we're watching the both teams come out on the field. The host nation Vikings of Augustana are in they're all blues with yellow gold trim and numbers, yellow and white rings around the shoulders, and gold helmets with a cursive Augie on their helmet, which I think is a cool touch. Our beloved Pios are in all white today with orange jerseys and the orange helmets with Pio Pete on the helmet. And as the Vikings come rushing out to the field, they go to their logo, the Viking logo icon on the center of the field. And both Pios are already lining up for the national anthem. So let's take a moment now for station identification here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the action. This is Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back to live and local coverage of the Pioneers football game in Rock Island, Illinois. We'll pause for the national anthem.
Okay, waiting for the national anthem to wind up here. Flag at half-mast, I believe that would be in honor of, in recognition of Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who passed away yesterday. And that's it. A rousing version. I think that was in the can, but still our national anthem nonetheless. And I think the captains will be meeting at center field. And representing the Pios will be Josh Raby, Helios Martinez, who got that pick six last week. Damon Loker, another member of the pick six club. His came at a very opportune time against North Park. And then our fourth captain, of course, Nick Montes, the menacing defensive tackle from Northbrook. And then representing Augie, I see number 50, Owen Keeney, D lineman. We'll be calling his name a lot today. Ruckus Hunkins, another linebacker with a cool name, number 39. Number 52, Daniel Scold. And then number 94, Hugh Keeney. So we'll see what the outcome suggests here. I would think we would want to defer to the second half. But yeah. Either way, Josh Hill's like the alternate captain.
Captains just shook hands instead of throwing punches, so that's a good start.
That is a good sign, yeah.
One other comment here while we're waiting to get going is the Vikings seem to have several more guys suited up than
our Pios. Than yeah. Our Pios. So this is our traveling unit here, I think. Yep.
Yeah, it could be.
So, but I don't think most of those guys will be staying on the sideline.
Yeah, I think so,
just
too.
Like we see in high school when they suit up the JV. So let's see here.
There's a big group. You know, next man up. Yep. Maybe that helps a little bit. But
so
here we go.
It looks like... yeah, it looks like the Pios won the toss and will defer to the second half. The Augie will elect to receive. And the Pios will be defending the west end zone, where the Augustana College scoreboard is. And because of where we are in the box, this is kind of a red brick building that it's connected to the stands here. But it's hard to see down and see what kind of crowd we got here. Johnny's trying to reach over.
Well, there's a couple hundred people on our side.
Yeah.
You know, and probably 100 on the Pios.
It's starting to fill in more for the Pios. Good to see. The Pios, Pio Nation travels well, especially the parents. I see some youngsters in the crowd. They look like they might be Augie fans that just came to get in the shade. I see some yellow and blue over there. So, in fact, let's just see what the colors are here. Pioneers, you know, are coached by Mike Budashevsky in his third season. And the Vikings are coached by Steve Bell. He's in his 24th season with 143-89 record. And Steve's a 92 graduate of Bemidji State, which has got some good football out there. So Jacob Loren, who I met in the hotel. We should have flown here yesterday. More on that later, Johnny will tell us. But
yeah, could hardly bear it.
Jacob Laurent, pun intended, folks. His roommate is Noah Streveler, the punter. So, and Greg from the Shaw is listening in. Triple G, hello. Sorry you can't be with us here. Back to receive for the Augies. It's fielded by, looks like number three here. He's got some space on the outside. Cuts across past the 30, breaks another tackle. Finally brought down.
Boy, that was a good
41.
Run.
So great return. That was Braden Smith, the wide receiver on that return. Smith part of the rotation here for the Vikings.
So they're coming out of the gate with good field position here.
Great field position there. Ball marked at the 40. Didn't see who the Pio tacklers were. Piles lined up in their 4-2 concept defense. We got twin receivers right, single receiver left, tailback on Barwaj's right, and that's Ravelli. Now he switches to the left Tyler Avelli.